The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe coming up in half an hour at 10. Nice hanging with Adam Jones yesterday and the family at the Capitol Grill in the marathon party.
I could chat with his wife for a long time. She and I, very similar.
Yes, yes.
We like the same things.
And his son is a huge Metallica fan.
Yes.
And he and I talked a lot about Metallica yesterday.
Son wants to get inked up, too. Wants to get some tattoos.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like seven.
Well, he saw...
Were you encouraging?
No. He saw my boy's tattoos, and he was, like, enamored with it. And I was like, yo, you want a tattoo? He's like, yep. I was like, all right, we can hook you up. No, my boy Danny.
Oh.
Bean Shooter, I don't think he has any visible tats.
They will be in here in half an hour, and you can watch them on YouTube and on Twitch. And this show and this station on Twitch presented by Springer's Jewelers. And if you're in the market for a diamond, you got to go to Springer's. Make the trip to tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Portsmouth, surprisingly good food city.
Great,
like,
food city.
Like, great. So go up there, get yourself some lunch, get the diamond, and tell everybody at Springer's that we sent you, because they are huge listeners as well. So go to springersjewelers.com. Shime, we got some Hill Notes, I believe, that we can get to, and they are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, then you got to call Coleman.
It's electric!
Yeah, Greg, so you're saying that Ken and Curtis need to get more creative with the name for their show? Greg, your show is named The Greg Hill Show.
No, I was just saying there's an opportunity to stand out.
Mm. Yeah.
Like a lot of shows throughout the history of radio, they have done the name of the individuals on the show.
Right.
There are also, you know, around America, probably still in top 40 radio.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of them where they call it the Breakfast Club.
Right.
Or the Morning Zoo.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like they could do the Afternoon Zoo.
They could
or something
do that.
Like that.
Somebody in Twitch had a good one. Like if you just name it FCK. Looks like, you know, the bad word.
FCK.
It would get some eyeballs.
That's a good one. Yeah, I guess you could do
Courtney
that.
Courtney stole a Hill Note, so.
Oh.
Oh, she did.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, Courtney, you may not remember me from last night, but we did share a brief moment. I looked at you, and you looked at me. Greg was looking at a seafood tower. Shine was looking at a Pokemon card, Blastoise, first edition. Good card. And, Santo, if you're listening to this, cover your ears. Now, that wink you gave me, it got me thinking. Maybe it could have been us.
All right.
Wow. Maybe.
I wonder who that was.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Maybe it was Drake.
Yeah.
Well. You were quite the social butterfly.
Yeah.
You make your way around the room at a party and talk to everybody.
Yeah,
though.
I try.
Yeah.
She's like a politician.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
take
a good
after
thing.
My dad.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Santo said I was like talking in my sleep when we got home.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, where's my jacket? He's like, what, are you leaving?
Yeah. You had a real... I mean, the phone thing was... That was a near disaster averted.
Thank God I woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Did you wake up, anxious?
I woke up and I just... Anytime I wake up, I just hit my phone to see what time it is. Like, how many more hours do I have? Or minutes? And I went to where I usually keep my phone. It wasn't there.
Mm.
I said, it must have fallen on the ground. I'm, like, looking on the ground, not there. So then I went into the living room and found it.
But if it was next to the bed, you might have even forgot to put the alarm on.
Correct.
So luckily you had to get up and get it. You might have just looked at the time and been like, I already put the alarm on. So
did you spend any time talking to the great Max Lane yesterday?
I did. Yeah. Max was chopping it up with me. He was chopping it up with my wife. Yeah, Max is listening.
It's awesome.
I love Max. Max is a great dude.
He is a great
guy. He's always fun. He's a fun person to hang out with.
Yeah.
He's so
sweet. Did you talk to Derek Lowe at all?
I did talk
to
D-Lo.
He's a great guy.
He's
D-Lo?
Fun.
Oh, he is.
He's fun.
Yeah. I make sure that, like, I go up to D-Lo and say hello, but I always wanted to, anytime I see Veritek, I always go up and say hello to him and his wife. So I make sure I got Susie Light showed up, said hello to her. I took a picture with my arm and it pointed. There was nothing there. And she sent it to Matt, like, you could be here.
Yeah. Well, it was a good time. Thanks to everybody who came out yesterday. And real quick, Shime, hold off because it's 9:30. And so if you are caller number 9 on the contest line right now, which is 617-931-0937, and you know the code word that I shared this morning at 7:20 or so, then you will win Red Sox tickets. So a couple tickets to go see the Sox and the Twins on May 2nd. On Two for Tuesday, just be caller number 9 right now, 617-931-0937. And a reminder that you can win all day long at this time, every single hour, at the bottom of the hour on a Two for Tuesday.
Yeah, so we're firing Jackson now, right?
No. No, I mean, I think that was a douche move on his part.
Yeah.
If you missed his lead this morning, he went to the Family Dollar store last night to get toilet paper and dog food, and he got there at 9:52, and the sign out front says open till 10, and it wasn't open
right
at 9:52 p.m. So then he called the Dedham police to ask if they could do anything,
right,
which that's a misuse of the emergency 911 system, clearly. I that's a douche move.
Then he said, I didn't want anyone to get arrested. Well, they didn't do anything wrong. No, they're not going to arrest them.
Why would they get arrested?
You know what would have been awesome? If they actually sent out a cruiser and then had it all, and he obviously got it all on film.
911, what's your emergency? I am out of toilet paper, and I just my pants, and they won't unlock the door.
Times Costco's closed.
No idea. I don't, I'm not a Costco.
Maybe at 9 o'clock. So yeah, he might have been. Yeah,
I mean,
a little
but
bit
there
too.
Are. I'm sure there were other stores he could go to.
Gas so
there was a CVS down the street.
Yeah. I mean,
well, sometimes they close at 10. But a gas station, you can get toilet paper and dog food.
Everything closes early since the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that about? Like, I don't care if it's a restaurant, if it's a store.
Yeah.
Like, places used to be open till 11:30, 12, whatever. Now everything closes at 10 o'clock.
Does McDonald's still 24 hours?
Some of them do. Yeah. Not all of them.
Depends on where they are.
Yeah. Well, Shime knows this. McDonald's, biggest mistake made in American business history is going away from the breakfast all day thing.
Yeah, you love the breakfast all day.
Because you shouldn't be shut out when it comes to an Egg McMuffin and hash browns at 10:15. Like,
yeah, but it's a great way to know kind of how your day's going. If they've started serving lunch, it's like, all right, cool, I can start drinking today. No, it's fine.
I mean, people are craving an Egg McMuffin at 11:30, especially on the weekends.
Yeah, I love the hotcakes.
I can't believe they went away from that. Huge mistake.
Jackson here. Is this the Dedham police? Sir, I've got an emergency. Standing outside of the Family Dollar with my small dog looking for dog food and toilet paper. I'm currently Winnie the Pooh style because I was unable to wipe my buttocks. No, it is 9:55. It says Family Dollar closes at 10, sir. No, I understand that, sir. I understand. If I had simply gone to Costco, I would have enough toilet paper to last until I was in adult diapers. Yes, sir. Well, duly noted, sir, and a good day to you, too. Fantastic. Thank you.
That's so good. It's so Jackson.
Oh, that is so good.
Ken doesn't think he sounds like Jackson.
Oh, Ken is
really,
which
mine.
Is crazy.
Yeah. I'm standing here in my Winnie the Pooh style. It's so good. Yo, that dude is talented, man. Yo, he is so talented.
I don't get what the issue was that a lot of people have, and they have it now because they weren't listening earlier, with him buying dog food at the Family Dollar.
They're hottos. They're dog hottos.
No.
Feed your dog that, but yet you can feed your kid chicken McNuggets from McDonald's or a Big Mac.
But Big Mac is delicious.
You can't feed your dog some dog food from Family Dollar, but yet you'll shove a Twinkies down your toddler's throat.
Well, but then even Jackson said that was an emergency situation. He usually feeds the dog better food.
Well, feed your kids better food.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ken just texted me. I do think he sounds like Jackson. Jackson doesn't think it sounds like him.
Oh, he doesn't.
Classic.
Well, most people, when they're being impersonated, don't think it sounds like them, I think. But, I mean, really.
The hottos.
Yeah.
No, you can't have that. Oh, you want a large 2-liter of soda? Sure. Drink the whole thing, too. Don't worry about it. And for those five slices of pizza down your gullet. Oh, but make sure when you get the dog's food, it got to be organic.
I mean, dogs will eat anything.
Right.
Oh, I know. They need to make sure. You need to make sure that they're getting the right nutrition, especially at that age. It just prolongs their life. That's all.
Yeah. Well, so doesn't feeding your kid
like it should be
food.
Grainful. It shouldn't be grain-free.
Wiggy, maybe two things can be true at the same time. Maybe the Cartspiracy to boost NBA ratings via the Luka trade is true, and also the Lakers are just horrible.
Did you get any cacas yesterday?
I don't think so. I don't think I got some. I gave out a few cacas.
You did?
Yeah, I definitely gave out some cacas to the cowboy guy. Forget what, Irish cowboy.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he was there, so I gave him some cacas.
Is he the one in the glitter jacket?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does Shine do so many mock drafts so he can imagine himself not being picked last at everything in his life? Because you know he was that kid. And you want to know why? Because Shine stinks.
I was not picked last, thank you.
It's got to be the worst.
I wasn't
feeling.
Picked first, but I definitely was not picked last.
All that matters.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Biddle.
Like, what are you referring to? Like dodgeball? Or
anything.
Like,
I was relatively athletic as a kid.
Okay.
Volleyball.
I played sports.
Yeah.
I did stuff. I didn't just sit in the corner with my Pokemon cards, as much as I may have liked to.
But were you a big Pokemon kid, or did that something that hit you later on?
No, I've loved Pokemon since I played the first Pokemon Blue on Game Boy.
How old were you about that time, like 12?
No, like 7.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, so you've been rocking Pokemon since...
I've been in it from the beginning.
You were day one-er.
Jackson here with another Life Jack. Do you ever have to shop at a store other than Costco? If that store closes by the time you get there and the front doors are locked, simply call the police and have that store swatted. After the SWAT team breaks down the front door and makes entry, you can follow them in and make your purchase. And that right there is another Life Jack. Yeah.
Just a weird thing to do. Like, yeah. Because a store is closed or they're... I mean, I would assume if they don't have something on special that they said they had on special, he'd also call the police and ask them to intervene.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's an inconvenience.
The police part is insane.
There's no laws that are being broken. No. I mean, I guess you could call it fraud or something because they say they're
really
open till 10, but it's really not a matter for the... For first responders to deal with.
I think the police might have some other issues that they need to worry about.
Especially in the late night hours.
Yeah.
Probably other things going on.
Is there any way we can change the name from Shine's Mock Draft to Shine's Mockery of the Draft? And also, Shine, is there any chance you have a Mel Kiper real doll at home?
Nope. Mel is my sworn enemy, not my idol.
Hey, Mel's made money for
it. Who's your guy? Like, if you had to pick one...
Oh, yeah, it's Daniel Jeremiah with a mullet.
Really?
He's the best in the biz. It's not even close.
Where does he rank usually?
Generally, he's very much towards the top. He is, he has so many different contacts. Like, he hears so much. He's in with so many different scouts. Like, he's the best in the business.
What's he have the Pats doing? Will Campbell?
I don't know that he's released, like, his final mock, but the last time I checked, I believe it was Will Campbell, yeah.
So disappointing.
Very.
Like, talk about taking the air out of the room. Like, is anybody going to jump up and down and scream at their draft party when they select Will Campbell?
Ooh! 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 Oh, Shime, you might like this. Your boy Daniel Jeremiah.
Okay.
20 hours ago.
Okay, Cook.
All right. His maybe mock draft. Hold on. Hold on.
Well, while you're doing that, Mitch can play for those watching on Twitch and YouTube our reaction to Drake May last year.
Okay, go ahead.
Because Curtis gave the old thumbs down.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, Curtis hated it.
Curtis may have been disappointed.
And it wasn't really like, it was lackluster. You guys weren't super pumped either. It was just kind of like, all right.
Everybody's cheering and clapping, and Curtis is the only one that's upset.
Yeah, Curtis was upset.
Look at Ken. Ken looked shocked. Yeah.
All right, Chime, I was wrong. That was something else I saw.
Okay, no worries.
Something else I saw.
Greg must have been hanging out with Wiggy early in the morning because those twins do not sync up with their verbal messages.
I think they do. I think it's pretty weird.
It was weird.
But I don't know. Aren't twins, don't they like sometimes feel pain when another one is
Yeah, they're like telepathic,
injured,
right?
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Jackson here. I'd love to speak with the supervisor of the Denham Police, please. Yes, it seems that the Dollar General will not allow me to go in and retrieve some of the world's finest kibble for my dog.
It's the Family Dollar, not the Dollar General, if that matters. I don't know.
Not really.
Yeah. How many different chains are there in the dollar space?
Dollar Tree. Family Dollar.
Yeah. Are they all associated, though? Is it some kind of a brand?
I don't think so.
I think they're all separate.
I think they're all independent.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
They're all, really?
Because so remember, they used to be the 99-cent store.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Then there was just the dollar store. For a while, like didn't wasn't Dollar Tree or Family Dollar or I bet they're all
back in 2015. Dollar Tree acquired Family Dollar.
Interesting. Right. For a dollar or was it for
good,
more?
I don't
than
know.
That?
Oh, but then Dollar Tree sold Family Dollar in this year.
Okay.
Beautiful day.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. No moaning and sighing in the background. No obnoxious laugh that we have to hear repeatedly. No ratings talk. And no one staying quiet for stretches during the show while he researches to prove his point. And you know what all that equals? No numbnuts!
Cuckoo! 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 Ha ha!
Well, I'm guessing that Angry Principal Dave will tune in this afternoon to
Definitely.
A rare weekday Ken and Curtis show. Mm.
Yep.
Or Curtis and Ken show at 2 o'clock, I'm assuming. Is that it, Sean? Get more? School. You got more?
A couple more, Phil.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Let them rip.
Which is more likely? Courtney spends an exuberant amount of money on organic dog food that nobody in the real world could afford? Or Shine made up the fact he has twin brothers just so he could be an expert on yet another subject?
Nope, my brothers are twins. They're not my twins, but they themselves are twins. Yes.
Did it make you feel weird that you weren't a twin and you weren't in the twin,
never once.
The twin thing and they were?
Nope, never once.
Did they unintentionally leave you out? Or, like, would they ever give each other knowing winks and nods and you didn't know things because you were not a part of the twin sphere?
Oh, they were very much on the same page a lot of the time, but it never affected me, no.
Okay.
Hello, FBI headquarters.
Yes, I'm trying to get into this store, and it's, it says it's closed at 10 p.m., and it's literally 9:55.
I don't think he went so far as to call the FBI, but who knows?
Maybe that's the next step.
Maybe.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Thank you for leaving Quality Hill notes, and they are brought to you, as always, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.